We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, Jerry. The Senate Majority Leader here in Minnesota is Paul Gazelka, as you know, and he is with us here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline this morning. And I know our time is short, but boy, Mr. Leader, I appreciate your time this morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dave. And before we get into it, I think you need to re-up another 5 years to get us through this mess.
Yeah. Well, till the end of April, you'll have to deal with me, and then this bad cold will stop lingering around, and you can move on. Yeah, it's a tough call, but thank you very much. I appreciate that. Well, what can you tell us about the threats against the governor last week? In the news, we heard that there are threats targeting state capitals across the nation.
Well, it's totally inappropriate. I condemned all the summer violence, the breach of the Minnesota Senate building and this tearing down of statues and precincts being destroyed, all that. Condemned that, all of that, and I will just as vigorously condemn all this. It's just absolutely un-American and inappropriate. I feel for the governor when you have your own children that are threatened. It's alarming. And many of us, we have been picketed in our private life, myself, the speaker, the governor. The list goes on and on. And it's just an attitude that has to stop. I mean, people have to respect each other, and peaceful protest is an important part of who we are, but there has been way too much violence, and what happened at the federal capitol, I can't even believe it, and yet it happened. And so, I'm just, like in the summer, I asked a lot of questions of a lot of people because I really want to understand. I'm doing the same thing now. It's like, how could people get to the point where they think that was the right thing to do? I mean, Biden elect is going to become the president. The process worked. You look at the main Republican leaders outside of Trump, and you see that they all acknowledge that the system pointed to that Biden would become president. And that's the good news in all of this, that our system worked, that the Electoral College worked, that each state had the responsibility over their state and cast the votes, and Biden will be inaugurated January 20th.
So you accept those results?
Absolutely. Particularly once we got to early December and the Electoral College voted, the courts looked at a number of cases. I said there are things that I didn't think were fair. I don't think the way some of the big tech companies are filtering out information and even now canceling like Parler and other sites. I think that's alarming. But in the end, in Minnesota, I speak primarily for Minnesota. Biden won by a large margin, and that's it. It's over. We cast our electoral votes. The states that are very, very close, it's never a winning situation. Each side is always going to claim that it should have gone the other way, but that's why we have the Electoral College process, so that things don't end up never determining, but we have a way, and thank God it works.
Senator, the Zoom session yesterday is in the news, as you know. It was emotional. It appeared to be quite raw, according to many who watched it. Going forward, given that, how do you pick up the pieces and negotiate a budget now for the session?
On my part, I always reach out to build a bridge. The speaker and I have a good working relationship. We talk about some of these things. I'm sure with the governor and his son, that would be very alarming. His daughter, I know, has gotten threats. Is she engaged in the political realm? you know, I've been threatened. I mean, I know a lot of people that are concerned about how the people respond right now. It's just a lot of people are on edge, both sides of the aisle, and it does concern me. And so we have to figure out how to stand together against these things that I call un-American. We are Americans. We can be together. We should and need to strive again for one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I mean, that's we can have different points of view and still work together. And that's my commitment from my part. That's what I will do. I've always done that. You know, I'll be willing to give the governor a time to cool off on some of this stuff. But I get what he's going through. That's alarming when your kids are brought into the fray.
What happens today now? What's on the agenda today at the state capitol in the session?
Well, for the Senate, we had session yesterday, and then we'll have session again Thursday. So, you know, as we move into a normal session, we begin to process the bills as we aim for the forecast that comes. First, the end of January, the governor will give us a budget. Then in February, we'll actually see where are the numbers, are they improving, and then we'll put together a budget. And then eventually that all has to come together. And so with COVID, it's really hard. It's hard to navigate, you know, practicing safe distancing and all of that. We still aren't meeting in person in committees, but we're going to find a way to do that. So hopefully sooner than later. But I think the key is for us all to focus on getting out the vaccine to anybody that wants it so that we can get past this mess.
Senator, I appreciate your time here this morning on short notice. Thanks so much for joining us here on CCO.
Well, absolutely. And Dave, thank you for so many years of just being a voice of reason. I've always appreciated listening to you. And either I owe you a beer or you owe me a beer when you get up in Nisswa, but I'll take it either way.
He is the Senate Majority Leader, Paul Gazelka, here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline on WCCO. Dr. David Hilden, Hennepin Healthcare, with an update on the vaccines and COVID. That's straight ahead.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.